Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi everybody, welcome to New Life Live. There are New Life Live programs that I enjoy, and there are those that I really, really look forward to. And whenever Dr. Amen is on, I look forward to that because I know so many of you love him on the program, and you love him off the program. You watch him on PBS and so many of the wonderful seminars that he's done online. Many of you have been to the clinics. He's just a great guy, and he went to ORU. He started his education at Oral Roberts University. He's a believer. A lot of people think that you can't be a psychiatrist and a believer, but Dr. Amen, you are, and Dr. Sherry Keffer is a PhD of psychology, and she's a wonderful Christian, too. Welcome, guys. Thanks for joining me today.
So good to be with you. And you know what, Steve? I have to echo that. You know what we get here at New Life Live is he gets to answer our questions. I mean, Where do we get this kind of amazing person to answer questions about our brains? This is what's unique to what we get from Dr. Amen. And we're so glad you're here.
Well, welcome, Dr. Amen. You have a big fan club here at New Life. Thanks for being with us again. Well, maybe he's not there yet, but we're doing all this remote, so sometimes we think somebody's there.
Oh,
he's here. Yes.
Your ears should have been ringing, like my grandma said.
My joy to be with you both. I look forward to our times together and just the callers. I mean, we have great people who have important questions for us to answer.
We really do. And let's talk about this wonderful book. It's all about conquering worry and anxiety, and so much of that is happening today. You have a portion of this book about nutraceuticals. You want to explain that and how they can actually impact our worry and our anxiety levels?
Well, your brain is an organ just like your heart is an organ. And if it does not get the nutrition it needs, it's going to suffer. When your heart suffers, you have chest pain. When your brain suffers, you have worry, you have anxiety, you have depression, you can't focus. And I started looking at the brain about 30 years ago. And as soon as I started looking at it, I'm like, some of the medications, especially the medications for anxiety, the benzodiazepines, they're really not great for your brain. And so I learned in medical school at ORU, first do no harm, use the least toxic, most effective treatment. So I began to study supplements and nutraceuticals. Nutraceuticals are supplements that have a pharmaceutical effect. And I found things like magnesium, GABA, theanine from green tea help settle people's anxiety. One of my new favorite supplements is saffron. We actually make something called Happy Saffron, and there are 21 randomized controlled trials showing that they decrease depression and improve anxiety. I mean, I'm always going for this idea, first do no harm. And nutraceuticals virtually have no harm at all.
Well, today, I think so far, I've probably consumed about 10, at least 10 different supplements. of various kinds so that my brain would function well. People say, well, you know, they must not be working. Hey, you should see what it's like if I don't take them. So don't complain. But I just feel like I want to do the best I can to help my brain function the best it can. I discovered all this by coming to your clinic, Dr. Amen. I'm so grateful that I did. Recommended there by Dr. Sherry Keffer. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with your phone calls.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. A gift of any amount, 50 cents, if that's all you have, you send that to us. We're going to send you Conquer Worry and Anxiety. You can order at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Rarely do we do books where we say gift of any amount. These are so important. We want, absolutely want those. Let's go to Langley, D.C. And this is Bernadette. She's been listening on the app, the New Life app. It's an easy way to get the broadcast. Bernadette, how are you today? What's going on?
I'm great, Steve. You're so funny. I really enjoy listening to you. This is great.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. I am taking Trintellix, 10 milligrams a day. It's an antidepressant. But when I heard Dr. Amen talk about saffron, I got very excited. And I went to a local vitamin store to look and see what was available. And I purchased actually the last container of saffron. There's 60 tablets here, 15 milligrams. But my concern is, like, is it advisable to take the saffron while taking the Trintellix, or should I go off the antidepressant and take the saffron, or, you know, I don't know. Is it okay to take them both at the same time?
Well, let's see what Dr. Amen has to say. What are you thinking, Dr. Amen?
Well, the first thing you should always do, of course, is talk to your doctor. Now, I have to say that with an asterisk, because most psychiatrists have no training in using natural supplements. Naturopaths are actually much better at that because they get training in both. As far as I know, there's no problem taking them together, but I would not, underscore, not go off your antidepressant unless you talk to your doctor. I mean, that's really something to do under the supervision of your physician. What I get excited about with saffron, and, you know, we created Happy Saffron that has saffron, curcumins, and zinc in it, all natural things that's been shown to enhance your mood, is it doesn't have the side effects. In fact, it's pro-sexual rather than a lot of antidepressants decrease sexual function, which is always why they made me uncomfortable to prescribe, because I don't like coming between a couple, you know, to affect someone. But saffron has not only been shown to be pro-sexual, pro-mood, it's been shown in a number of studies to actually help memory and decrease the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So when I started looking at all these benefits, I'm like, well, why wouldn't I try that first? And then if it didn't work, and you have to get the right preparation, and the research-based dosages are about 30 milligrams. So if yours are 15 milligrams, you know, I don't know what the actual brand is, but 30 milligrams is the research-based dosage that we think is so important.
How's that sound to you?
The brand that I'm taking is AOR. I don't know if you know that brand, but
I don't.
No, that sounds very reasonable to me, what you're saying. Sounds, I'm excited to try it. I really am. I can use help in all those areas.
Well, let me just ask Dr. Amen, give us the Brain MD website so somebody could look that up. They could compare. What is that website?
So it's brainmd.com.
Okay.
And Happy Saffron is one of our new products. But, you know, the mission we have at Amen Clinics is to provide the products and services to help you have a better brain and a better life. And I make these supplements for me, for my wife, for my family, for our patients. And so I'm always looking what's the best quality. And we actually guarantee the amount it says on the bottle will be there on the day it expires. So we really just love this whole idea of natural ways to heal the brain.
And,
Happy Saffron's just been a monster for us because of the level of anxiety and depression people are feeling.
Well, and one thing, too, that I don't think we often think about is saffron is just one thing that's in there. You're a brain chemist. You're pulling together a number of different things in order to make your formula, Happy Saffron. So it's not just one thing. And so it might be something that she wants to try out. Just do her own comparison, right, to see how it's different.
Yeah. And I will send you... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The curcumin's in it because it decreases inflammation. And scientists are now thinking of depression as an inflammatory disease where our body is reacting. It's upset, if you will. And yes, that can give you GI problems and pain. But if it hurts your brain, it comes out in anxiety and depression because your brain does not have nerve cells to itself, so when it's in pain, it shows up in our moods, our thinking, or our behavior.
Now, the last time Dr. Amen was on, we had a caller who was essentially saying that all of our emotional problems are either demon possession or satanic, and listen to what Dr. Amen's saying here. You've got all of these brilliant scientists doing all of this research, trying to come up with a better way to treat the brain. And essentially, a person who says, oh, you should never take medication for any reason, you're saying, I am smarter than all of these brilliant people who have studied for years, researched for years. I declare myself more brilliant. Right there could be an indication of a need for medication right there to eliminate the grandiose thinking. So I hope and pray that you will consider whether or not you've got the right information when you make a judgment on this. I want to remind everybody this is a big, big weekend. Promise Keepers, go to promisekeepers.net or just Google Promise Keepers. July 31st, August 1st, I'm a speaker. Sherry and I did a panel on the impact of men's behavior. Please sign up, be part of that. It is transformational. And then also, we're going to be doing our Lose It for Life this weekend on Saturday. And I hope that if you've ever struggled with a weight problem, I talk about, and I've been talking about this for years, how to keep the weight off, small changes that can last forever. And everything I've seen since then has supported what we've been teaching people for a very, very long time. And if it wasn't, we'd be changing what we were teaching people. All right, come join us. Menlo Park, let's go to Marie, KFAX, great station that she listens to. Hi, Marie, welcome to New Life. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I have a question.
Okay.
Is it safe, or for Dr. Amen, is it safe or are the benefits outweighs the side effects to take any antipsychotic drugs when you are chemically sensitive? And then there's a mental control in the Northern California, according to Canaan Ministry. And also you are generationally like a Nephilim bloodline and you are a DIDSRA.
So, Dr. Amen, what do you say?
So, I have scanned thousands of people on antipsychotic medication, and I've not seen it damage the brain. I know there's a lot of people who will say that. You know, obviously it depends on your brain your level of sensitivity. I don't like it when people are prescribing antipsychotic medication when people are not psychotic. So they do it for behavior control in children. They do it to help people sleep or decrease anxiety. That's likely not a good thing, a good strategy. But if you're psychotic, which basically means you lose touch with what's real and what's not real, then the medication can be life-saving and can actually balance your brain.
So one of the things that you talked about, Marie, was you said DID, which for those listening is dissociative identity disorder. And SRA is sexual ritual abuse. So it sounds like you've been through a lot of trauma and a lot of pain. And when our brain has been in a toxic environment like that, and for most that have gone through that type of abuse, that ritually sexual abuse, it's at an early age. It's when you're little, when your brains are developing. And so brain supports might be one of those things that can help you as you're processing your pain, can help your brain work really well as you're working with a very good trauma therapist on helping to calm your heart and help you to walk into where you're at right now. As you begin to integrate your heart and mind and those parts that have been split off together.
You know, when so someone...
I've actually scanned people who have dissociative identity disorder, what we used to call multiple personality disorder, and I've scanned them in different personalities, if you will, and their brains actually look different. Which I think is really interesting. But there's a very high incidence of ADD in my patients with dissociative identity disorder, and often helping the ADD, often with medication, helps them focus more and dissociate less, dissociate, split into another personality. When you have sexual abuse as a child, what often happens, so your brain can just manage it, is people begin to dissociate or go to another place. Well, those other places can actually become other personalities. It's really heartbreaking to listen to the stories. But it's just sort of an interesting thing I've discovered over the years as I've treated patients who had dissociative identity disorder.
Wow.
Well, Marie, I just want to say this, and this is what I think Sherry was getting at. When things happen like this, it is so severe, so tragic, so traumatic. Home remedies, quick fixes, instant solutions, none of that is going to help. You really need a comprehensive approach that's both addressing physiology and the psychology and the spiritual aspects of all this, because when we are abused as a child, we make decisions about God. We wonder about God. And, you know, there's a wonderful verse, Matthew 18:10, that says that we should be really careful that we never, ever abuse a child. Because it says this, Marie, when this was happening, your angels were in the presence of God making sure that he didn't miss this. Why? Because God wants to be there to comfort you. It's a world outside the garden. We have freedom of choice. People make some horrible choices. God is there to help you. But also, you know, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And we can forgive, we can move on with our lives, and we can heal. I want to send you two books. I'm going to send you Conquer Worry and Anxiety. I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, because I think that can provide you with some really, really good stuff. And I hope and pray that if you don't have a good Christian counselor, therapist that's working with you, that you let us find that person for you. You are listening to New Life Live. We're glad that you are. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. A gift of any amount, I'll send you Dr. Amen's book, Conquer Worry and Anxiety. And I hope and pray that's the beginning of your relationship with Dr. Amen and the clinics and all the things that he has to offer. We believe in looking at the brain. He's taught us that very few people look at the organ that they're trying to deal with. He'll help with that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more Dr. Sherry Keffer, Dr. Daniel Amen, right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Dr. Daniel Amen is here with us. So glad that he is. Let's go to Sally. Listens online from Los Angeles, California. KKLA is the station there that she's probably listening to online. Hi, how are you, and how can we help today, Sally?
I am so grateful to get through and have the opportunity to ask Dr. Amen a question.
Super. Glad that you did. How could we? What's the question for Dr. Amen?
Okay. My spouse and I have been married for 4 decades. We're both professing Christians, and our children are all adults. My spouse suffered a traumatic brain injury in 2013, and at the time, the doctors said it was just a mild concussion. But within a year after, his personality began changing. He resigned from his job, and he hasn't worked since. He began drinking, going to bars. He became mentally, emotionally, financially, physically abusive. So we separated in 2017. So my question is, can he be helped now, 7 years later? And if so, can you give me the steps to take? He thinks he's fine, and he blames me for everything. I didn't connect his behavior change with the head injury till recently, and I started listening to you on the radio. So,
Okay. Dr. Amen, what do you think here?
Sally, I'm so glad you called.
Me too.
Traumatic brain injury is a major cause of psychiatric illness, and nobody knows about it, because most psychiatrists actually never look at the brain. If you said, hey, Daniel, single most important thing you've learned from 160,000 scans is mild traumatic brain injury ruins people's lives. And the exciting news is, yes, often it can be healed, even if the trauma happened decades before you come to the clinic. And I actually have a clinic in Los Angeles in the San Fernando Valley where in 40%, I mean, imagine this, 40% of the new patients we see at Amen Clinics had a significant brain injury before they came to see us. A new study from Canada, 58% of the homeless men had a significant brain injury before they were homeless. Brain injuries are a major cause of anxiety, depression, suicide, addiction, domestic violence, bankruptcy, job failure, school failure, and nobody knows it. The brain is soft, the skull is hard. In my book, The End of Mental Illness, there's a whole chapter on traumatic brain injury. This is not a mental illness. It's a brain health issue. That's the whole idea behind the end of mental illness. And we'd just love to see him. The issue sounds like is he's made everything everybody else's fault. And I often say that's the first thing you have to get rid of. Blame is a huge, we call them ants, automatic negative thoughts. But when you blame somebody else for the problems in your life, you become a victim and you can't change anything. But I think sharing with him, I have a TED Talk that has like 14 million views. If you just Google, you know, TEDx and my name, it's like send it to him and go, you know, this could just be part of the puzzle. If you tell him it is part of the puzzle, he'll deny it and make it your fault. But just said, you know, I learned about this. This might be helpful. Maybe the brain injury is just more important than most people have thought to this point.
Hmm. I'm so glad you called. I'm going to send you The End of Mental Illness, Dr. Amen's book. And, you know, we still have that book. You could want that. I would give that to you for a gift of any amount. Dr. Amen, a quick question for me. I am mentoring a 16-year-old who, first month on the job, got employee of the month. And then he fell off a ladder, hit his head. It produced severe headache, threw up. What does that guy need to be doing after a horrible accident like that to try to minimize the potential damage over time? What can a person do? What could he do?
Well, you have to know your brain's really important, and that when you hurt it, it can have lasting effects.
Yeah.
And how you ameliorate that is you then put the brain in a healing environment, which means you really focus on things like eating right and mm-hmm. supplementation, sleep. And if the symptoms don't go away, there's this very interesting syndrome often goes with traumatic brain injury called the Erlen syndrome, I-R-L-E-N, Erlen syndromes. People are light sensitive and headaches, processing problems, reading problems. Wearing colored filtered lenses just makes a huge positive difference. Hmm. So people can go to Erlen.com and learn more about it. I also talk about it in The End of Mental Illness and how important putting your brain in a healing environment. The person that's working for you, if no one works to heal his brain, it could actually have a negative impact for the rest of his life.
And it's so crazy because at 16, his brain is still on a growth spurt. So even adding to that the idea of neurobiofeedback, right, trying some of these things that are brain friendly that can help get his brain back in line can help his growth spurt not only arrest that damage, but put it in a place that it can repair itself and grow stronger.
All right, thanks for that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you need some help, call us. We're right there. We want to help you.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the Transformation Welcome Gift, which includes a personal-sized Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery Journal, and 5 Life Recovery Workbooks. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life Video Library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that it, not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. How about we go over here and we talk with Anna. Sirius XM, Plymouth, Michigan, I believe it is. Hello, Anna. How are you today?
Hi there. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Yeah, what's going on?
Did I lose you?
No, you didn't.
Okay. Well, I'm not even sure that this is a topic that you can help me with, but about 8 years ago, I developed, and I mean it was like overnight, it was sounds like BB guns, popcorn covers in my head. And I went to ear, nose, and throat specialists. I went to, they gave me every test you can think of, the MRI, the CAT scan, the whatever it's called, blowing hot and cold air in your ears. They finally, through their hands up in the air and said, well, you have tinnitus, we don't know what to do. And they sent me to an ear-only specialist, and that physician, I thank him very much, because immediately he said, well, tinnitus is just a name. It's noise in the ear, but what you have is myoclonus, which is middle ear spasms. And since that time, I've had Botox injection. I've had two surgeries. He cut both tendons. After the second cut, I was well for almost a year. And then it came back overnight. And for 24/7, every day, I have, like, it sounds like a machine gun. I literally just want, I get on my knees and I'm like, God, heal me or kill me. I've gone to every prayer, every scripture you can name related to healing and rest and peace. And I'm lost. And the last time I saw him, he said, after the last surgery, and actually he had to go in again when the symptoms came back, and what he discovered was that one of the tendons had grown back together, which I guess can happen. He lysed it again.
So is there a specific question? Okay, is there a specific question?
My question is, yeah. Yes, my question is, my doctor told me, you need to refocus. You need to stop thinking about this. You need to refocus. And I'm saying, well, then you're saying it's brain. And should I, what about hypnosis? And he said, well, you know, I can't tell you that. So I don't know if this is brain, if it's physical. It's making me crazy. I don't know who to go to next. He suggested neurologist, but what's a neurologist going to do with this?
Okay, well, let's see. Let's see what Dr. Amen says. Let's see what Dr. Amen says. Dr. Amen, what are you thinking here when you hear all of this?
Well, I mean, your ears and your auditory nerves are part of your brain. So, yes, it's in your head, but it doesn't mean you're making it up. Doesn't sound like that at all. So what can you do to calm down these nerves that are so upset? And for myoclonus, we use anti-seizure medications. Magnesium would be a supplement to see if you can't calm down this overfiring. There's a treatment that's been found to be effective for tinnitus, which is called TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. And there are a number of studies showing that that can be helpful. So I would at least look into those options. And when they're making you crazy, put headphones on, find music you love, because sometimes
I do all of that.
The noise.
Yeah, I use white noise. I'm already taking Klonopin, gabapentin, valerian root, melatonin. It's in nighttime. And it's strange to me that it comes and goes. Sometimes it's okay for several hours, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's back.
I would start keeping a journal, and I would start keeping a journal.
Journal would be good, and I would think that this would produce horrific despair in a person, and I think you got to have some source of comfort to counter this. Sherry, what are you thinking?
Yeah, you know what? I'm sitting here, and it reminds me of a call that we had a couple weeks ago where Dr. Amen said the same thing. It would be good to keep a journal. These conundrums, right? What happens is we create, without even trying, it kind of creates around us a negative anxiety loop. We start feeling out of control about this thing that we can't control. It kind of overshadows us, and it creates more anxiety because now we're worried about the thing that we can't stop. And sometimes I have used eye movement desensitization reprocessing, the EMDR, in order to try to desensitize that very sound, or to help the body begin to neutralize it, focusing in on the ears. A lot of times there's histories, and I'll say, have you ever watched something that is frightening? Have you ever seen a war film? Have you been watching news where there is machine gun noises, or there's bullets flying? Sometimes it can be something like that that's lodged, or a fear of that happening. So I love when Dr. Amen says journal. It makes me get kind of excited, because I think that you just keep turning over rocks until you find whatever's underneath it that can begin to decrease what's coming to you. It feels sometimes like I'm a fighter pilot, and I have to head right towards, in the EMDR, I have to head right towards the very thing that you're afraid of, the sounds, the fears, in order to neutralize it. And so that's what I do when I take clients with me to those places, to see if we can't get our arms around it and stop whatever's bothering us.
Well, it must be a horrific thing, and you just never want to stop searching for some kind of answer. Never, ever give up the search. And I wish we could help you in some way. I will send this Conquer Worry and Anxiety book to you. I hope that that will be of some help to you. And just, you know, really stay in touch with us, and let us connect you with a great counselor if we can, so that you've got all of the support, all the other stuff that you need, in addition to looking at all what the professionals are saying. I have to remind everybody that we've got some great things coming up. Finding Freedom is August the 8th. Lose It for Life is this weekend. And, you know, this is the story of how you lose weight and you keep it off. You never do anything that you couldn't do for the rest of your life is kind of our message here, and it has really proved to be effective and extremely important to a lot of people, because you don't want to just lose it for a minute and then you start gaining it back. I hope and pray you'll let us help you. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk with Jeanette from Sacramento. KFIA is the station. Hi, Jeanette. You're on with Dr. Amen. How could we help today?
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I just turned 68. My history is 2 or 3 seizures, 4 or 5 concussions, at least 1 TBI 11 years ago, 3 surgeries I've been through. I have major ADD issues, and I get migraines, and in adolescence I started getting migraines, and then they stopped, and I was fine, and then I started up again in menopause getting migraines. My question is, I've been having headaches lately, and so I got a CAT scan, and it showed that I had had a stroke and that I have brain atrophy, and I'm very concerned about that. When I had my car accident 11 years ago, I lost my noun. I'd be in the middle of talking and I could picture what it was I was trying to say, but I couldn't get the word. That was 11 years ago, and it's gotten a lot better, but I still have problems with that. And I'm concerned about the atrophy. What can I do about it?
Okay. Dr. Amen, your thoughts here.
Well, it's so critical at this point to put your brain in a healing environment. I mean, for you, I would scan you. Let's look and see why the atrophy. And then I talk about this in the end of mental illness. If you want to keep your brain healthy, rescue it. In your case, rescue it if it's headed for trouble. We have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. So I'd want to know all the risk factors. We already know head trauma is one of them, and something like hyperbaric oxygen may just help you so much. I published a study on soldiers who were involved in blast injuries, and it showed significant improvement.
All right, we'll be back right after this for a final segment.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Before we go to our next caller, Larry Sonnenberg is in the studio. Larry, welcome back. And what are you bringing in with us today?
Well, I always like to remind people the reason that we ask for their financial support. And one of them is the results of the ministry that happens here. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
And there's a testimony here from the last Lose It for Life workshops. Says, before coming to the Lose It for Life, I've been intensely isolated and emotionally stunted and filled with fear and bitterness. This workshop has been eye-opening, kind of painful, but in a good way, like lancing a boil. I now have peace. I don't know why that made me laugh.
That is really tough.
Because it's a visual.
Yeah, it's too
painful,
visual.
Yeah.
I now have peace and hope.
Well, look, let me just pick up. I mean, if you have a boil that needs lancing on your soul, we're going to do that for you, right? I mean, it really can be the beginning. We say this all the time, that not all hurt is harmful. And sometimes it's the most painful thing that provides the greatest amount of hope. And we're going to work with therapists. We're not going to say, hey, do this diet or exercise or whatever. But we're going to help you deal with the issues beneath the surface that lead to the eating. So it's what's down in there.
Yeah, she concludes by saying she has an understanding that it's really okay to let go of my baggage and I don't have to listen to false narratives in my head.
Amen.
So, folks, if you have any hesitation, you know, we learned that the Holy Spirit's not going to be confined by technology, and this Zoom thing really works. It's amazing. So join us, please.
Yeah, I'll be doing all of the talks there, and then we've got our therapist coming alongside. Really can be powerful. You call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Join up. It's not too late. You can sign up today. Well, let's go to our final caller here with Dr. Amen. I believe her name is Zine from Pomona, California. KKLA is the station. Hi there. How are you?
Good morning. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're on with Dr. Amen.
Good. Hi, guys. I have a very concise question because of course, time constraint. And I wanted to address this to Dr. Sherry, if I can.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead.
You bet. I'm right here, Zine.
First of all, I commend all you professionals on the show, and I'm speaking very concise and fast. What would you recommend for me to do, since I am at the tail end of all that is to do, to be okay when I'm disconnected from family, friends, profession, career, colleagues, due to death of my parents to begin with, and that death still is not grieved properly. Again, I'm going fast. I just want to not want to die. I don't want to take my life because there is so much in me that is accumulated. So, you know, Maslow's pyramid. So I qualify for that, the void for social status. The basic needs are met, but I am disconnected from all this. So how
totally
would I be
makes
okay?
Sense. You know what?
Would I be okay?
So
I want to be okay. I just want to be okay.
I know. Yeah. I know you do. We know you do. And this is first off, let me just say I am heartbroken over the loss of your parents. And that attachment to them, that connection to them, and the loss of that has hurt you deeply. And it's created what I would call something that's called complicated bereavement, meaning you're having a very hard time grieving. You're having a very hard time letting them go.
Dr. Sherry, can I add the duration that they died 8 months apart? And
wow.
I am in a different country. I'm in the States, but they died in different country. And then two more deaths in 10 years. So
yeah.
I just wanted to add the intensity of it.
Totally makes sense.
8 months apart is when I lost.
So
yeah.
when we lose someone like that and we don't have the comfort or we don't have arms around us to hold us, to give us what we need in order to cry and grieve and
Thank
cry
you.
Well, That's a necessary part of our healing. If we don't cry,
yes,
we stay stuck in our pain, believe it or not. And I know Dr. Amen's book about worry and anxiety will bear true in this as I'm sharing this with you. When we don't grieve that loss, inside of us, we start worrying or becoming afraid that we're going to lose more people that we love. Mm. And so that worry leads to fear. That fear leads to isolation. And that isolation can lead to depression or being alone. And that's definitely where you don't want to be. But the antidote is basically going backwards in that chain. It's saying, instead of staying isolated, find a good grief group where you can go and you can begin to talk about how much you loved your parents and how hard it has been, one, to not be able to say goodbye because they lived so, they passed away out of country, and how you lost other people as well. And then as people listen to us and they begin to hear our hurt and we begin to cry those tears that God gave us those tear ducts for, and they begin to fill in that need for connection and love that we need, because being afraid of that just moves us closer towards isolation instead of moving right towards it and facing your fear of crying, of being out of control as you're grieving them. The grief is momentary. It's momentary, but it's a necessary part of healing.
All right, I'll send you the 12-step workbook, taking you through the grieving process and the Life Recovery Bible, and I'll send this really wonderful book by Dr. Amen, and it is on conquering worry. It's called Conquer Worry and Anxiety. As we close out the program, Dr. Amen, any final comment you could make as an encouragement for folks to take care of that brain of theirs?
Well, your brain controls everything you do, how you think, how you feel, how you act, how you get along with other people. And to have a ministry like New Life that really honors and educates people about how to take care of their brain, their mind, and their soul all at the same time is just so important. So I hope the people listening will continue to support this critical ministry that just helps so many people in so many ways.
Thank you. If you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got people there. They woke up this morning, and what they wanted to do is come to work and save somebody's life or direct somebody in the correct direction that they needed to go. You just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could sign up for Lose It for Life this weekend on Saturday or next weekend with Chris Williams, Finding Freedom. You could also ask us for a copy of Conquer Worry and Anxiety by Dr. Amen, a gift of any amount. I'll send it to you. And don't forget, Promise Keepers is this weekend, July 31st, August 1st. Sign up. Encourage your spouse to be part of that. Doesn't cost you anything, but it could create a whole new world for you and connection with him. So please go to the website, newlife.com, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find out about all the things that we're doing. We had such an amazing time last weekend with our couples, and we'll tell you some of the testimonies from that as they come in. Thank you, Dr. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Keffer. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. Join me today on Step Parenting. We'll talk about that at Facebook Live, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app.
visit newlife.com to download the app today.